Chiswood Park will be undergoing a bit of a transformation over the weekend into a winter wonderland as the 2022 Chiswood Park Holiday Festival gets underway this Saturday, November 26th and Sunday, November 27th. The event will be taking place from noon to 7 p.m. each day. And here to talk to me about the festival is Chiswood Park manager, Spring Salt. So thank you for joining me this morning, Spring.
Thanks, Andy.
So tell me a little bit about the event and what will be going on. I did see that there's going to be some shopping opportunities, food vendors, a light display for visitors to enjoy, and even possibly a skating rink if weather cooperates. So it sounds like quite a bit is going on.
Yes, we're definitely trying to grow and outdo ourselves from last year. So this time around, it's the second annual. We've opted to go for 2 days as opposed to the one-day shopping session, and that allowed us to have more local community vendors. We have over 50 of them who will alternate in the cabins on Saturday and Sunday. And then in conjunction with that, we're having a miniature Santa's Village in the top grounds near our new top field pavilion and where the skating rink will be. So in that, we'll have up to 5 or 6 of our glamping units decked out for cookie decorating. I think Beck's Baked Goods will have cookies there for the kids. We're going to have letters to Santa. We'll have a VR experience. All the types of things the kids will want to do while the parents shop.
So definitely trying to not only show off like the vendors for the event, but also the park itself.
Easily. We have, I think, an amazing facility here that I really hope the community members get to enjoy and participating in the type of activities that the park does a great job.
And you talked a little bit about the local craftsmanship that's going to be on display and available. I think everybody has that person or that isn't the easiest to shop for and find gifts for. So there's definitely going to be an opportunity to maybe find the perfect gift over the weekend, correct?
Yes, I think catering to the personal likes and tastes of people that you know who are interested in that authentic, one-of-a-kind gift, I think you'll definitely find that here with our vendors.
Can you talk about how important it is to be able to give a spotlight to some of these artists? I noticed on the Facebook page, you guys are really trying to give them the spotlight and a chance to show off their work to the community.
Yes. We hear, we try very hard to invest in the vendors ourselves at the park around, but what we've noticed is a lot of the local crafters that we've worked with over the period of COVID obviously didn't have outlets. They weren't able to be online necessarily. All of the events that they previously went to weren't happening. And so with last year's launch and this year's repeat, we've tried even more to shine a light on them.
And do you have a lot of vendors who were at the event last year coming back for the second year?
Yes, we have a lot of repeat and room for more. So we're always looking to continue that working relationship.
And you said there was over 45 vendors?
We're up over 50 now, actually.
Okay, awesome. And obviously, over the past few years, you talked about it a little bit, but with COVID-19 going on, some of these events have suffered throughout the community and haven't been able to happen. But now that restrictions are easing a little bit, and Christmas, it's basically a month away, how nice is it to be able to bring the holiday festival back to the community to enjoy?
It's amazing, actually. Everybody that we see usually coming through the gates, they say, happy holidays. It's great to see you. It's good to see a happy, friendly face. And then with the cabin experience, the shopping allows for that same kind of social distancing concept. So it gives them a little more ease. They are out in the community. They are able to shop together, but they still have that peace of mind and comfort.
And can you talk about the light display a little bit? Yeah, I think it's awesome that you guys are sort of making it immersive for visitors to come in and enjoy.
Yes, we're doing the best we can with another vendor that we've been able to come across who also wants to partner with other community businesses. We're trying to add year after year and make it something that families will want to walk through, enjoy, drive through. You know, eventually, you know, we could have hot chocolate walks and extend it well beyond the holiday festival itself.
And do you see this this event moving forward into next year as well?
Easily, yeah. That's something that we always want to plan well ahead for, and we'll begin preparations likely in January 2023.
And What should visitors expect when coming to the park over the weekend? I noticed that admission is free, but you guys are asking for cash or food donations. Can you just talk about that and where the donations will be going?
Certainly. Yep. The food donations will be taken to the Six Nations Food Bank shortly after the event. The community does come out really well. They come out in full force for that. Any monetary donations go to the toy drive. I believe it's for Ogwedeni Dao.
Awesome. And just lastly, I just wanted to know if there's a certain event or craft shop that you're really looking forward to getting a chance to check out over the weekend.
I don't actually pick a favorite. I love all of them. And if I get 5 seconds out of running around Saturday and Sunday, I'll be at every single cabin.
For sure.
Oh, I wanted to mention too shortly that we're going to have 4 to 5 new vendors in our Top Grounds Pavilion. I think I stumbled on that, but yeah, it's new vendors that are going to be there. And we're opening the top pavilion for that because we actually had a great turnout of new registrants.
All right. Spring, thank you very much for joining me and talking about Chiefswood Park Holiday Festival happening this weekend, November 26th and 27th, noon to 7 p.m. both days. So make sure you do go out there and check it out.